seventh is Arcane Man.
Check, 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 check.
Number 11, Clark Elliott.
Test, test, 1-2.
Number 8, Zach Mason. Number 31, Alexander Humboldt. And batting 9, playing third base, number 1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Searchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority for Lansing Lug Nuts, and it may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lug Nuts. Hello and welcome into Appleton, Wisconsin, or perhaps Grand Chute, if you're one of the Midwest League broadcasters who argues that we're really in Grand Chute and not in Appleton. But I'll tell you who's here alongside of me. It's Adam Jaxa for Game 3 of the Lugnuts and the Timber Rattlers. Adam, they're not even the Timber Rattlers tonight. They're the Utter Tuggers.
What a name. And what specialty uniforms they have tonight as well. Overalls in the uniform. They've done it big time. Big crowd here tonight. And, yeah, I think they're here because they heard of what amazing feat in baseball happened yesterday.
Jack Winkler hit for the 8th cycle in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history. A double, a single, a home run, a triple. Adam, you weren't here, you missed it, and so I'm curious what kind of history the Lugnuts have in store for you today.
Well, I'm hoping for a triple play. I've never seen one of those, so maybe that is on tap.
I love it. We do get Jose DiCochea's second Lansing start. He'll take on the right-hander from Nicaragua, Steven Cruz. We will also see the final game in the first half of this year. These two teams will play today. They'll wrap up their first half records, and then everybody goes back to 0-0 tomorrow.
Well, that's very exciting. I mean, the Lugnuts obviously didn't have the first half that they were hoping for. They're sitting at tied for last place in the Midwest League East Division. But, as you mentioned, get a fresh start tomorrow, and there's already a first half winner. So on to the second half, see if you can go win that second half and clinch a playoff spot.
Well, the Lugnuts come in at 30-34. Wisconsin did not exactly have the first half that they wanted either. The record is 26-37. These are two teams looking forward to the second half.
Yeah, battle for the basement today, a battle for first place tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Well, let's get right into your starting lineups, and let's begin with the Lugnuts. For Craig Conklin, Max Muncy leads off and plays shortstop, batting second, the DH, Johnny Butler. Heading third, the catcher, Daniel Susak, batting fourth, Junior Perez in center field. Right fielder, Brian Willibas, bats fifth. Batting sixth, first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. Heading seventh, Clark Elliott in left field. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Alex Campos. Riding off the order, batting ninth, the third baseman, A. Ribiel Anales, in support of Jose DiCochea. For Wisconsin, shortstop Eric Brown Jr. leads off. Batting second, the second baseman, Robert Moore. Catcher Matt Wood hits third. Batting fourth, Joe Gray Jr. in center field. Darian Miller DHs and bats fifth. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ben Metzinger. Alex Hall in left field, bats seventh. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Riding off the order, the right fielder, Javon Ward, hitting ninth. Steven Cruz on the mound. And down to the field we go. It's time for our national anthem.
And bright stars through the past.
we're ready for baseball here in Appleton, Wisconsin, all the way at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium. Thanks so much for joining us. It is game three between the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers, not the Timber Rattlers for the rest of the season, this series, and the Lansing Lugnuts. Wisconsin coming in 26-37, the last game of the first half. It is game number 64 for Wisconsin. And for Lansing, 30-34, game number 65. And we are ready on a beautiful evening for baseball. Crowd is packed. And let's do it, Jesse.
Adam, it's been warm. It's been very warm. It's 86 degrees right now in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I don't see any clouds in the sky. The Wisconsin Utter Tuggers are out there on the field defensively, and let's give you that defensive alignment for the Utter Tuggers. Ben Metzinger is over at third base. At shortstop, it's Eric Brown Jr. The second baseman's Robert Moore, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. The catcher's Matt Wood. On the outfield, Alex Hall's in left, Joe Gray Jr. is in center, and in right field, Javon Ward. That brings us to the man on the mound, the right-hander, Steven Cruz, who is making his 13th start of the year. Yesterday, Lansing handed Cameron Wagner his 9th start. Wagner came in with an ERA above 7, and Adam, the results have not been good for Cruz. A 7.43 earned run average, 58 hits allowed in 46 innings, and of those 58 hits,
10 home runs.
10 are home runs.
Yeah.
So, for a Lugnuts team that yesterday collected a couple of round trippers, including one for the team's home run leader in Johnny Butler, let's see how they fare. Lansing is wearing the retro road grays. And Adam, this is the first time I can remember seeing the Nuts in their retro road grays since the Crosstown Showdown. Can you remember any other occasion?
No, I was going to ask you if they'd worn them since.
Yeah. Well, here we are. And at 6:41 p.m. Central Time, first pitch, Max Muncy fouls it away off to the right side. So, no balls, one strike. 92 miles an hour from the right-hander Cruz out of Nicaragua. Managua, Nicaragua. Righty, righty. He kicks and offers. Swing and a miss, and the fastball up and in at 93. Adam, let me ask you. Muncy, Butler, Susak, the top three, but out of the starting nine, is there a Lugnuts player that you want to highlight? You think that one through. Meanwhile, Cruz from the first base out of the rubber, ready's an 0-2. Here it comes. Fastball high, taken for ball one.
Yeah, I was going to go with Johnny Baseball Basher Butler.
I love it. He's the man on deck. They've designated for him for some hitting, in case you hadn't heard.
Yes.
Jack Winkler, the day off after his cycle. A 1-2. A breaking ball bounced on a high hop foul left side. And the first row of seats just past the Lansing dugout. Jack Winkler not in the starting lineup today after the cycle yesterday. He told me it was a scheduled day off. 1-2, pitch on its way. Outside corner called strike three. Muncy doesn't buy it. Guillermo Rodriguez gives the call to Cruz. And I don't know about you, but I saw the catcher Wood take that ball off the corner and drag it right back into the zone.
Yeah, and you can understand the frustration with Muncy. Thought it was a little bit wide. Unfortunate, though. That's how this one starts.
So, Max is out. And here is the aforementioned Johnny Butler. Stirring up the bat above his left shoulder. Pitch on its way. Fastball high. Adam, I don't want to waste any more time. I want to talk about these Wisconsin Utter Tugger uniforms because I think that they're winners. They tug my heartstrings. Ball one offering from Cruz. Strike called on the inside corner.
We hope that the jerseys are the only things tonight, though, that are winners for the side of Wisconsin.
I don't know. If somebody here in the stands wants to play a scratch-off lottery ticket, go ahead. The pitch. Butler takes high and wide. Ball two. So the jerseys themselves, they have navy pants that resemble jeans. And then the jerseys look like overalls. It looks like the player's wearing overalls over a white shirt. Pitch on its way. Butler fouls it up and off to the left side over the rooftop. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, nobody on, no score in the top of the first. The baseball caps are that same color navy. And the brim of the cap is white and picture a cow's speckles and spots. That's how it's decorated. Cruz to the plate. Butler fights it off the hands left side and fell. That hurts right in on the hands. In front of his manager, Craig Conklin, goes, picks it up, hands it to a kid who comes down into the first row. Two balls and two strikes, it stays. Up there on the big video board, they've changed the score line, the stat line, to be that navy blue, white, and pink. The pitch. Line drive pushed foul left side up under the concourse. That went up to Bruise on first. What's on second?
Wow.
Otto's on third.
Bruise on first.
Bruise on first. They're affiliated with the Brewers. You can get your brew here. Adam and I were walking around. With one out, Butler waiting. Susak on deck. Cruz winds and deals. High for ball three.
Does that mean beer's on second?
Yes. What do you got for third base? Cheese curds.
Cocktails?
Yes. Cruz shakes off a sign. Left foot in front of the right foot. It works, too, that he's wearing white spikes. Kicks and offers. The breaking ball called strike three across the outside corner. Backdoored it. And that's back-to-back strikeouts looking for Cruz to open up the ball game. Steven Cruz came in a play today, averaging less than one strikeout per inning pitched. 39 Ks at 46 innings. But he has frozen Muncy, and now Butler, and he takes on Daniel Susak, the 6'4 catcher batting right. Two outs, nobody on, no score, top of the first inning. Just underway, pitch coming in. Fastball very high. Fastball again sitting 92. Is there anything left out that I left out in terms of the details of these Utter Tugger uniforms?
Just make sure you emphasize the overall part.
They look like the players wearing overalls. Here's the pitch. Front door, breaking ball misses down and in. And in case you wanted to tug an udder yourself, Adam and I saw that they have a big old bovine right in front of the stadium. And also a baby little cow, a calf. A two-ball pitch. Inside nearly struck him. Ball three.
Jean overalls. That's what they look like they're wearing.
Jean overalls.
Dark blue. Yes. You know, the overalls, Jesse, used to feel like it was just jeans.
Nah.
But they've expanded now, but not here.
So I want you to stick with me on this one. Let's say a player goes sliding into a base. He tears his knees on the 3-0. Susak taking all the way outside and ball four. You've seen a player tear his uniform, right? Just tear the pants a little bit, especially on a big-time slide.
Mm-hmm.
That looks great on jean uniforms. Oh, little tear on the knee. Look at you looking stylish.
That became a thing then, right? The torn pants?
Yeah.
Ripped shorts?
Got to suddenly pay for other people to wear out your clothing.
Mm.
Daniel Susak at first base. Two outs, no score. And the cleanup hitters, Junior Perez. Righty to righty. First pitch. There's that great breaking ball hooking in there for a called strike one at the letters.
I feel like we got a Jesse Goldberg-Strassler soapbox moment right here with the ripped clothing and purchasing that.
I think it's amazing. Here comes an 0-1 from Steven Cruz. After a nod, the pitch. Fouled up and away off the right side. The one that I remember first getting me was when I first got baseball caps as a kid, the brim was perfectly straight and you had to work to bend it. When they first started selling pre-bent baseball cap rims, that was something else. This is an 0-2. And it's hit high in the air out in a shallow left field. Alex Hall comes forward. He's there. He's got the one-hand catch. And all those guys in the overalls can head out of the pasture and back to the dugout. A walk for Susak. He's left. We're going to the bottom half of the first inning. The Utter Tuggers are coming up against Jose DiCochea.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Happy NFL Draft Night! Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here alongside Adam Jaxa. We did not trade Adam for any draft picks to be taken in 2028, 2029. He has made the trip from Michigan to Wisconsin.
You didn't trade me for any utter tuck?
We're right next to the PA announcer and the speaker system, so Adam, if you don't mind, I might yield every now and then to the PA voice.
That's good with me.
The switch hitting more bats left. No score, runner at first, a threat to run. DiGocea holds and holds and deals. Strike called on the inside corner at 90 miles per hour. You don't want to know how Wisconsin has done so far in the series in terms of stealing bases on Lansing? The pitch. Popped into shallow left field. In comes Clark Elliott. Can he get there? Yes, and he makes the catch. Back to first base, Brown. Or is that number one? The answer is not well. Not well at all. Wisconsin barely got... Oh, hang on.
The catcher, number eight, Matt.
Wisconsin barely got any runners on base in the opener. And then yesterday, two runners caught stealing.
Opposite of Lansing. They've had great success the first couple of games here, stealing bags.
Eric Brown Jr. wanders away from first. Matt Wood bats left. One out, no score. The pitch. Up and away. Ball one. I believe that the radar gun here is trustworthy. And so Jose Ticochea's fastball is right now coming in at 90. Or so I believe. That's unusually low for him. The pitch. That's up and away. Two balls and no strikes. I do like, Adam, the combination of the navy blue and the bright, I would call it pig pink, on the video board. For the graphics for these utter tuggers.
Oink, oink.
Moo, moo. 2-0, runner takes off. Pitch swung at and missed, and Brown right back to first base. Zusak gave him a look. Two balls and one strike on Wood.
You know, they got to try and steal bags because Lansing continues to turn double plays. 60 now this season with, what, a couple more this week already?
Yeah. One in the very first inning yesterday. Hooks by Brady Basso. It's 2-1. Here's the pitch. Runner does move. Off-speed low. Susak's though down from his knees, not nearly in time. Steal number 23 for Brown in a scoring position. Three balls and a strike to count on Wood. So early trouble for Jose Ticochea. Matt Wood coming in hitting .277. Best mark on the team. Only 16 RBIs, though. Two doubles and a triple. The pitch stays outside, and he's drawn a second walk from Ticochea. Rough start for the young right-hander.
For the first time tonight, it's Fisher. He gets a base hit. We were caught.
The first thing, he's just got to find the zone, and he only had a couple of walks in that first outing that we saw. 4 1/3 innings in Lansing, but two walks in the first three batters. That's going to have to get cleaned up here with only one out.
You know how many double plays Ticochea induced in that first game? None. Double play ball here, and he ends the first inning. But it's Joe Gray Jr., Adam's spotlight hitter. The first pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one on the off speed, down and away. We encourage you to email the broadcast booth at jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. Find Adam Jaxa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A, at Adam Jaxa. Jay Goldstrass for me. Ticochea sets. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball up the third base side, but foul left of the base. Nothing and two. Joe Gray Jr. Adam went through a bit of his numbers earlier. The batting average, .253. Nine doubles, six home runs, 30 RBIs, and if he reaches 10 steals. A look back at Brown at second. At first, Wood. Dicochea sets at the belt. Second glance back at second. A third. And time called just before he could throw. Adam, that felt like pre-pitch clock baseball right there.
Just a little bit. I don't know what's taking so long here. First inning.
Pitcher kept on looking back. Batter said, I've waited long enough.
This must be why they start at 6:40 local time.
The pitch. Breaking ball called strike three. Inside corner. A front door hook for the called strikeout. Two away. Bring up Darian Miller.
Designated
hitter for the other Calgary.
Number 7, Darian Miller.
2-on-2 at no score. Left-handed batter. The righty kicks and deals. Miller takes a called strike on the outside corner. Darian Miller is batted in this prized spot in the order throughout this series, but he's batting just .213. 11 doubles, 1 triple, and 3 home runs. He is 0-for-5 against Lansing as he pops this pitch foul out of play to the left side. Where he's hurt matters has been that he's drawn 3 walks against Lansing pitchers. Here's the key, though. Wisconsin does not have an extra base hit in the series. 2-on-2 out. This is quickly the 0-2. Off speed down. Ball 1. Dicochea looks to get himself right out of trouble. The walk to Brown, who stole second. More of the flyout. Wood walked. Gray then struck out looking. So Dicochea against Miller, the DH. The right-hander out of Arizona sets. Holds. Looks at Eric Brown Jr. Fires. Dribbler foul right side. Wind is blowing from right to left across the field. And I think, Adam, considering the 86-degree temperature, wind is a very good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been hot here this week so far and expected to stay that way as we push towards late June. It's kind of what you expect up here in the Midwest.
1-2, up high and away. Here's something that I wonder about. So they renovated the ballpark, and they moved the visiting team, in this case Lansing, from the first base side to the third base side. However, the shade right now is cast right over the Lugnuts dugout. That's nice for the squad. Dicochea is 2-2. Miller swings and grounds it hard and fair up the first base side past the diving Danny Bautista Jr. Eric Brown Jr. is around to score. Right fielder Brobas collects. Here comes around third Matt Wood. He comes across to score standing. The ball is run back into the infield by Danny Bautista. Darian Miller doubles in 2, and Wisconsin leads 2-0.
Well, it's the same old story, right? You can't walk batters because that'll come back to hurt you, and that's the case there. Hard shot down the right field line, and both guys able to come around and score. It looked like Buelbas had a little trouble trying to pick that one up in the corner there and find it, and because of that, you get both runs to come in and score.
At a visit to the mound by pitching coach Don Schulze. Before Eduardo Garcia can come up. Well, this game number 3 in the series. 3 more games to go here in Wisconsin, and then a day off on Monday before the Lugnuts go on the road at Great Lakes for a 6-game series, and then return home on the 4th of July to host the Lake County Captains. Now then, there are other things going on at Jackson Field while we're away. Let's see, there's celebrity softball, and there's the Grand River Country Club. Let's talk about that Grand River Country Club, the Lynx Golf Course at Jackson Field. The designer, Matt Hicks, will be taking place next week, Tuesday through Thursday, June 27th through June 29th. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Click right there on the main page. 3-day event open to individuals and foursomes. Schedule your tee time. And Adam, it's okay with me if you want to stay back one of those days in Great Lakes at tee off. We're back. Ben Metzinger's the batter. And Metzinger takes a called strike on the inside corner.
Well, it's all right if you want to stay back and tee off as well. Get your swings in.
I think that would be fun. I've been there when they've turned the ballpark into the Grand River Country Club before, and it's been awesome. Metzinger takes down and in. Miller's at second base. A two-run double a moment ago to give Wisconsin a 2-0 first-inning lead. It's a whole 360-degree concourse experience. 9 holes, 27 shots. 1-1 from Tico Chea. Rides outside for ball 2. Adam, have you had the chance to tee off at the Grand River Country Club before?
I have not.
Okay. Got to give you that opportunity.
Usually I'm right next to you.
Yeah, it's weird how we're busy while that's happening. Oh, you mean the team's on the road? Let's open things up. Here's the pitch. On away to Metzinger. 3 balls, 1 strike. Well, Metzinger, a 217 hitter, playing in game number 50. Adam, I'm sure you remember his first pitch home run that he hit against Mason Miller.
I do remember that.
Darian Miller, no relation, at second. 3-1. Hitter's pitch from Dico Chea. Strike 2 called on the outside corner.
I think he was leading off in that game.
He was. First batter that Mason Miller faced in the Midwest League. Threw a fastball, what, 100 miles per hour?
And it was, I think it was an 0-2 pitch, too, and he sent it out to center field.
This is a 3-2, and it's outside and low. Ball 4. Third walk of the frame for Dico Chea. Well, 28 pitches, 14 strikes, 14 balls.
I don't know if he's just a little rattled with this crowd or just what's going on, but just can't quite find the zone here in this first inning.
Alex Hall is the 7th place batter in the Wisconsin order. Hall, a switch hitter, batting left. 2 on, 2 out, first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 1. 91 miles an hour, in on the corner. It's 2-0, utter tuggers.
Utterly ridiculous.
Utterly minor league baseball. Strike 1 toss from Dico Chea. Here it is. And it's a swing and a miss for strike 2 on the off speed.
Jerseys are utterly hilarious.
You know, I don't think I would have bought it if not for the jerseys and the cows.
Amazing. They went all out.
This is an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high cheddar at 92 miles an hour. Strikeout number 2 for Dico Chea. Ends a 2-run first inning. 3 walks and a double. 2 runners left on. Let's go to the second inning with the Lugnuts trailing the Utter Tuggers 2-0.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
An early 2-0 lead for the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers. We go to the second inning. Darian Miller with a 2-run double, giving the hometown squad the early edge. Number 7, Ryan Wilbon. For the Lugnuts coming up in the top of the second, Buelbas, Bautista Jr., and Elliott. Righty-righty, Steven Cruz to Brian Buelbas batting fifth. Strike one called inside corner. Jessica Goldberg-Strassler here, rejoined by Adam Jackson. Lovely to have you along here with us. Pitch on its way. A ground ball hit on a high one, hop over to third. Metzinger gloves, overhand toss across at number one. There was a late scratch for Wisconsin. Eduardo Garcia was initially slated to be their starting third baseman, and then Metzinger was put in his spot. Righty, righty. Steven Cruz to Danny Bautista Jr. Fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. Cruz takes a deep breath. His elbows out. Fires. Ball two outside. I mentioned earlier the Grand River Country Club. That's coming up next week. Coming up tomorrow night. Well, and coming up the day after that, there are things going on at Jackson Field. So, 2-0. Inside for ball three. Adam, do you realize we go on the road and they schedule out the ballpark?
Yeah, what kind of softball player are you, Jesse?
Yeah, Down the Line Sports and Prototype 81 present the Battle Downtown Celebrity Softball Game. Hang out with Terrell Owens, Jose Canseco, Malcolm Rodriguez, and more. Tomorrow, 4 p.m. gate, 6 p.m. home run derby, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. 3-0 is up above the zone. Ball four to Danny Bautista Jr. And a four-pitch walk given out by Steven Cruz. He had walked Daniel Susak in the first inning, but stranded him. 2-0 utter tuggers and bring up Clark Elliott.
Batting seven, left fielder number 11, Clark Elliott.
The number seven hitter in the order, the left-handed hitting left fielder. One on one gone, down 2-0, top of the second. Cruz fires. Line drive, base hit, center field. Danny Bautista Jr. with speed, checks into second base, hangs tight there, thrown from Gray into shortstop. So how about the single on a laser by Elliott? First hit today for Lansing. That two runners are on.
What do they have, like the ice cream truck come to town too when we're gone? Or
not the ice cream truck, but the Olive Burger truck, perhaps. They're doing the Olive Burger Festival on Saturday.
Man, oh man.
A variety of Olive Burger creations from some of the best local restaurants and food trucks. There's the pitch to Alex Campos. Front door breaking ball called strike one.
I don't know. They've got cheese curds and ice cream out here, so I think we're doing all right this week.
We're getting a taste of Wisconsin. Back home, they're getting a taste of Lansing. 2-0 utter tuggers. Here's the pitch. Outside, and a ball and a strike on Campos.
As long as Wisconsin doesn't get a taste of us, because they did stick a timber rattler in our broadcast booth.
Yeah, they did, and you tell me that that wasn't there last year.
No. Yeah, it's in a cage, it's live, it's right behind us, hissing at us.
The 1-1 stays outside for ball two. I saw that timber rattler when I came into this broadcast booth, and its fangs are at the ready, let me tell you. It's big. It's muscular.
I don't want to touch it, even though it's been stuffed and is no longer with us.
Cruz to the plate. Strike two called on the inside edge, just above the knees. Good, well-placed fastball to even up the count.
You know, they used to recreate broadcasts and just kind of make up what happened. I know you've never heard of that, so I just decided to make up that we have a live snake in here.
It's not a live snake. Adam is right when he said taxidermied. At one point, that timber rattler was alive and biting. Do the runners move on 2-2? They do not. And Campos looks at ball three, swerving outside with the slider. So now I'm wondering, what do we put in the visitors' broadcast booth in Lansing? Do we just fill it with lug nuts, like a ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Good luck wading through the lug nuts. I think other teams should follow suit. Payoff pitch up high for ball four, and the bases are loaded with Lansing Lugnuts on the second walk of the inning and the third walk already by Cruz. Batista Jr. over to third, Elliott up to second, and Campos on to first base.
Can we take the lug nut or the bolt out of the door and just lock them in there?
Here's the pitching coach out to the mound for a visit. Josh Spence just took over for Drew Thomas, who accepted a pitching coach position in college baseball, so they had to make the coaching change midway through the year. I think the Great Lakes Loons should absolutely have a loon in their broadcast booth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Dayton Dragons, why not put a dragon in the visitors' broadcast booth? Let's go. I'm trying to think what else we could do throughout the Midwest
Johnny
League.
Appleseed in the visiting booth in Fort Wayne?
Well, they're the Tin Caps, so yeah. Put a pot. Just leave a pot right in there. Although, you know, if you could grow an apple tree, if you have a potted apple tree in the broadcast booth, that would be great.
You could have a captain with you steering the broadcast ship.
The steering wheel. That would be wonderful in Lake County. I don't know what you could do in West Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know if you have like a swimming pool or something in there. One of those little kiddie pools.
Let's just wave.
With a fan blowing on it.
Lansing is down 2-0, but the bases are loaded. And A. Rebialanales takes ball one outside. Curveball from Steven Cruz. We're having fun, and the Lugnuts offense has gotten things going. Top of the second inning from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Cruz is 1-0. Anales fouls it back up the top of the screen. Adam, is that a mourning dove up there?
It is a mourning dove. All now, right. It looks like a younger mourning dove. It hasn't quite filled out and eaten enough ballpark food yet. They can get a little thicker.
It's on the very top of the netting, right behind home plate. The ball hit, and the mourning dove stayed. 1-1. Whacked foul off the right side. And now another mourning dove leaves to fly and perch atop the rooftop. Adam Jack's a bird expert, my friends. If there's a bird perching somewhere in the ballpark, we will go to him. Lead off, ground out, followed by a walk, a single, and a walk. One ball, two strikes, and Anales batting ninth. Right-hander against right-hander. Here's the pitch. Does not chase up and away.
I was about to explode if they called that strike three. Jesse just nods. No comment from Jesse.
No comment. Who needs a comment on the radio? 2-2. Line drive left center. Base hit Anales. Danny Batista Jr. scores. Clark Elliott's on his heels. A throw in is cut. Elliott is across. A two-run single for Anales, and we're tied. Campo stops at second. It's 2-2 in the top of the second inning.
Well, great job by the Nuts, as you mentioned, Jesse, coming right back after Wisconsin took the two-run lead with the double and a couple of walks. Lansing gets aboard with a couple of walks, a base hit, and Anales comes through to bring in the first two runs and even this game right back up.
19th and 20th RBIs of the year. Now he's at first. Campos at second. One out from Max Muncy. Righty to righty. The pitch. High fly ball down the right field line. First baseman Martinez Jr. in a foul ground. Back to his right with a basket snow cone. And at second base, Campos thought about tagging up, drew the throw in. It was not a very good throw. At a great sprawling stop by the shortstop, Brown. Brown then fakes the throw back to the pitcher. We've got the hidden ball trick going on. Brown still has it. He's watching Campos. Campos is nodding back to him. Brown is waiting. And now he gives the ball back to the pitcher.
A lot going on there, but first off, Martinez, he's lucky he held on to that. I don't know why he was so casual and went with the basket catch. He was under that ball for a while. And he almost had it pop out of the mitt. And that's one of the most dangerous hitters up for the Lugnuts that he was getting out.
Here's another dangerous hitter. Johnny Butler batting left. The pitch. Cruz misses with a fastball off the outside corner. Score tied 2-2. Darian Miller's two-run first inning double. Answered by a two-run second inning single by A. Rebialanales. He's at first, Campos at second. Two outs. Ball one offering. Butler takes a called strike on a 69-mile-an-hour curveball. That's where it's like you're throwing a wiffle ball.
Like if you have giant hands and you're the future number one pick in the NBA draft?
Wemby. A 1-1 pitch from Steven Cruz. Line drive down the left field line. That ball is foul. Strike two.
By the way, you don't have to say future anymore. That officially has happened. The Spurs have taken the big fella.
Congratulations to everybody concerned. I'm delighted. Adam, your thoughts?
Oh, I was giving a Jesse Goldberg Strassler no comment. Look to you.
Wait, when do the Pistons draft?
Fifth, I think.
Okay, who do you want?
Wemby.
Well, since you can't get Wemby, who do you want? Sorry. Got bad news for you. 1-2 pitch, Johnny Butler.
Thank you.
Tapper rolling foul. Started in front of the plate and then took a right turn. Unfortunately for Butler that it did, because the catcher Wood picked it up just outside the left-hand batter's box, but to the right of the foul line. Hornets are now on the clock. This is the suspense, right? Will the Hornets take Brandon Miller? Or will they take Scoot? Take Scoot.
I bet they will.
2-on-2 out. 2-2. Tie game in the second. And a 1-2 pitch from Cruz. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the off speed. Pulled the string on Butler. Johnny Butler has struck out twice in this game. However, the Lansing Lugnuts have tied up the score on a two-run single by A. Rebiel Onales. And as we go to the bottom of the second inning, it's 2-2. Nuts and Ugger Tuggers. Utter Tuggers.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Eight, 9-1, Martinez, Ward, Brown. The batters due up against the righty, Jose Ticochea. And a 2-2 game. Last of the second inning from Appleton, Wisconsin. The righty Ticochea deals. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. takes ball one high and outside. In the first inning, Ticochea walked three. And in the thick of things, he allowed a two-run double to Darian Miller. Line drive down the left field line. That baseball is foul. Just foul. Home run distance, but foul. Now the count, one ball, one strike on Martinez. Well, on the other side, Steven Cruz has walked three, and he allowed a two-run single to Aribil Anales. So two for the other Tuggers in the bottom of the first inning, and two answered by the Nuts in the top of the second. The pitch, smacked on a line, up the middle, a base hit into center field, where Junior Perez picks it up and relays it in. And here come the other Tuggers. There are some more udders to be tugged.
Could be a suspenseful night.
Yeah.
In the suspenders.
I think that's one of the first jokes that I ever heard as a kid. That why does somebody wear suspenders so that their pants don't fall down? Javon Ward steps in. Batting left, first pitch. He swings and hits it on the ground towards second. Backhanded by Campos. Feeds Muncie one. Fired to first. Double play. 4-6-3. Just add another one to the league-leading number.
go ahead and put a star on that one, Jesse. Excellent play by Alexander Campos at second. Had to sprawl over and throw it from the seat of his pants. And then a quick turn from Max Muncy over there. Fired it over to first. No Drew Swift, no problem. Campos and Muncy, great turn.
61st of the year. Now Dicochea misses inside to Eric Brown Jr. In general this year, Max Muncy has been the shortstop, but he's worked with a lot of second basemen. The pitch. That two misses low. Maybe a touch off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. And yet, whoever the second baseman is, they just keep on making it happen. A 2-0 toss. High for ball three. So Dicochea is right back into trouble.
Angeles, Campos, Ricciardi, Swift, all guys that have played second this year.
3-0. Inside for ball four. And Eric Brown Jr. is on. Saheed Valenzuela, who's been promoted up to AA.
Yes, indeed. Boy, it is kind of concerning here, these walks. That there's been a couple of them here that are 4- and 5-pitch walks. They're not super competitive here, so there's moments where Dicochea just can't find that zone.
Can I say that the Hornets took Brandon Miller?
Yes. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Well, then you should be able to say it.
Here's Robert Moore, but first, pick off the over. Tag applied late. Brown Jr. got back in. So you'd figure that the Trailblazers are going to take Scoot Henderson, right?
Yes.
That's the hard-hitting NBA analysis that you come to us for.
Are the Hornets the second pick?
Yes.
Okay. Go to Jesse for the NBA.
Bouncing ball, foul up the right side. I'm a diehard Washington Wizards fan, and I can tell you, I'm rooting for utter chaos. The Wizards are trading everybody. They're getting draft picks in 2030. Adam, I don't know what's going to happen in 2030.
Jordan Poole, baby. 2018 against Houston to get to the Final Four. Look it up.
They got Danilo Gallinari. They got Tyus Jones. Anyway, we won't talk too much basketball, but it's the NBA draft. I'm fascinated. There's two outs, bottom of the second, 2-2. The pitch, up high and wide, would have been a great pitch if Brown was running. He was not. And it's a ball and a strike on Moore, who flat out to left his first time. NBA trades boggle my mind. I would love for Major League Baseball to allow trades with the draft, but I think that NBA lets it go a little bit too far. The 1-1, runner moves, and the pitch fouled back off the top of the screen. Brown sent back to first base. I feel like with the NBA draft, that does not matter who picks who. I have to wait until the next day or so to figure out who's actually going where.
Yeah, you get an idea that there's trades being made with the teams, but sometimes there's multiple teams that are involved, like three, sometimes four. And then, not all the players. It's sort of like a player to be named later, but it's got to be 24 hours later before you get it.
Yeah. Dicochea delivers. Broke it inside. There are teams who are making draft picks for other teams. Adam, go up there, make the next pick, but here's the guy I want you to take.
See, that's what I don't like about baseball, is the player to be named later. It's so long in the distance that you almost, like, forget about it.
We've got one on the field right now. Pick off, though, on the first base, and he's got Brown picked off. Batista Jr. runs him towards second, delivers a throw to Muncy. Muncy the tag on the chest, and for a second time in 2 days, an utter tugger. Yesterday, a timber rattler, a Cascabelle, got picked off and caught stealing. Eric Brown Jr. at 1-3-6 to end the second inning. Credit Jose Dicochea, the last to leave the field. The center fielder, Junior Perez, the guy I was referring to, he was a player to be named later when the A's picked him up from the San Diego Padres. As we go to the third inning, Perez will bat after Susak before Buelbas with Adam Jaxa on the call. 2-2, tie game from Appleton.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there as we bring you to the top of the third, tied at two. Daniel Susak to the plate from the right side against Steven Cruz. Yetter Tugger throws home. Twists it in there. Strike one on the inside corner. Daniel Susak, Junior Perez, and Brian Buelbas to lead off in this third inning. Lansing 2, Wisconsin 2 here from Appleton. Open stance from Susak on the right side. Red ankle guard. The pitch home. Popped up right side of the diamond. Out to shallow right. Ward coming in from right. Loses his cap into foul territory above his head with two hands. Makes the catch. And there's one away. So the Nuts went down quietly in the first with a walk to Daniel Susak on four pitches that was stranded. But then in the second inning, they got two hits, two walks, and two runs. So now we'll see what they look like a second time through the order. At first, it's Junior Perez that steps in. One down, nobody on, in the top of the third. Righty on righty, and the pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike one. Boy, it sounds like I've got an udder in my mouth right now.
There's something about taking on this Wisconsin team. Lansing has a great deal of confidence. Do you feel it?
The pitch. That pins in a little bit off the plate. One ball, one strike. Yeah, they came out and showcased good at-bats in that second inning. They've got this game tied at two after winning yesterday. And a big day offensively. Pitch home. Popped up. Foul territory to the right of home plate. Wood mask removed. And he's got the catch as he braces into the netting to the right of the first base dugout. Two outs. Both foul catches over by the warning track. Yesterday was a 7-1 win for Lansing. They were shut out 3-0 on Tuesday in the series opener. So today, the final day of the first half, an opportunity for one of these teams to take a 2-1 series lead. Here's the righty, Brian Buelbas. Cruz throws home. Bends it in there on the inner half of the plate. Strike one. It's a very concise stance from Cruz on the first base side of the rubber. His toes are almost pointed together closely like a ballerina. And kicks and throws. Swings it outside with the slider. One ball, one strike. There is not much of a gap between his legs as he's almost standing, it looks like, Jesse, on his toes like a ballerina. That's how close the feet are together. Chest high set, the 1-1 pitch. Outside with the fastball, 2-1.
By the way, Adam, an email sent in from Leanne Cook. She writes, sounding good tonight, keep the puns coming.
Ah.
So you have been encouraged.
The suspenders pun, huh?
And everything else.
The 2-1. That's outside, three balls and a strike. Oh, we got to make up for lost time.
That's right. No Adam. It's a much more serious broadcast. Adam shows up.
All bets are off.
Yeah, we let our hair down.
We take pictures with ice cream or with
cheese
macaroni
curds.
And cheese and cheese curds. Win in Wisconsin. 3-1. Breaking ball is outside. And that is ball four to Brian Buelbas. So a fourth walk given up. These were the numbers we had looked at for Cruz. Struggled with the walks coming into this one. He had given up 24 walks with 39 strikeouts. He does have three more strikeouts tonight, but now four walks and one of them was to Danny Bautista on four pitches. So both pitchers have struggled with the walks, four for each. 2-2 our score, top three, one on, two out. The pitch. Bautista takes a high arcing breaking ball in there, strike one. Crazy to think this is the end of the first half. Game 65 would be 66, but the cancellation in South Bend a couple of weeks ago. The pitch home. Fastball just outside. One ball, one strike to the righty, Danny Bautista Jr. No cancellation tonight, and it doesn't look like we're going to have any issues the rest of this series. Hot temperatures, but just what we like as we push towards July. And big crowds. The pitch. Breaking ball has popped up left side of the diamond. Not deep. Coming in is Hall. Going out is Brown. It's the left fielder Hall. He reaches above his head to make the catch. And that will do it for the Lansing Lugnuts. They leave a walk from Brian Buelba, stranded at first, to the home half of the third. Tied at two at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're back here in Appleton. It's the Utter Tuggers of Wisconsin and the Lugnuts of Lansing doing battle. It's a packed crowd tonight at a mouthful of a stadium, Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium. It used to just be Fox Cities Stadium. I believe that change happened last year. Jesse conveniently skipped out on last year's trip up here. But it is a great atmosphere and a great environment at Neuroscience Group Field. First pitch home. On the ground, hard hit to the second baseman. Campos shuffles to his right, has it up with it to first. Bautista snares. And Robert Moore, the lefty, is retired. One pitch, one out against Jose DiCochea.
I'll have you know, I was cutting highlights from my couch because Mason Miller, Micah Dallas, and TJ Sizz were all making their Lugnuts debuts.
Yes, indeed. That was a wild one. You had a birthday that week, if I remember.
I did, Christy. My wife was, it was her birthday.
First pitch to the lefty, floats a little bit up, ball one.
That was my birthday present to her was, hey, I'm around. I'm not in Appleton.
It is quite the haul to get up here to Appleton. Righty on lefty, the 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. 2-2 our score. We're in the bottom of the third. Jesse, here we go. Geographically, you go Lansing, you got to wrap around Lake Michigan and make the drive up through Chicago and into Wisconsin. The pitch, a little bit inside, three balls, no strikes. On a bus, probably 7 to 7.5.
Yep.
And on just the car, 6 to 6.5, unless
you're driving. In that case, what, 5.5?
The pitch is in there. 3-1. I was going to say, unless you forget the broadcast equipment and have to, you know, figure that out 2 hours into the drive.
It takes a little longer then. And then you say to everybody, look, be glad I'm calling the second half of the game, not the first half.
3-1 is lifted out to right center field. Over to his left is Perez, and he makes the catch. And there's two outs.
Can I tell you, though? So I inputted the directions to this ballpark in Lansing. And I saw the time of arrival, and I thought, boy, that's going to be really quick. And I start my drive, and I'm going, this is really fast. Let me check out the directions and the steps. And then one of the directions is, take the ferry to Milwaukee. And I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. There will be no fairy taking.
That was a fairy tale. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one to Joe Gray Jr. 2-2 our score in the bottom of the third. That is not a fairy tale. That is accurate. Two runs for the Utter Tuggers in the first. Two runs for the Lugnuts in the second. On the ground, too short, and it's through the hole. Base hit for Joe Gray Jr. So a strikeout looking in his first at bat. A base hit here in his second. And that the third hit tonight for Wisconsin. You know, if I would have been driving, maybe would have got here top two, bottom two with the broadcast malfunction, right? Would you get here, top three?
Yeah, around then. But the difficulty was I arrived right at nearly the start of the game, but...
Righty on lefty, the pitch. That's down low, ball one to Darian Miller.
Jacob Mizorowski was pitching. He's going to be the starting pitcher on Sunday, too. Big-time Brewers prospect. The second rounder last year. Adam, the lineup of cars in the parking lot, it gridlocked me and everybody else for a while. We couldn't get in.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Runner takes off for second. Throw down low. The throw to second. In time, Muncy tags the front right foot of Gray Jr. sliding in. And he's picked off for a sixth time this year, trying to steal his 11th bag. Excellent throw from Daniel Susak. And that will get us through the third. We're off to the fourth, tied at two here in Appleton.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A third of the way through this one tonight. Game 3 of 6 this week in Appleton, Wisconsin. Appreciate you stopping in on your Thursday evening, June 22nd, 2023. The halfway mark and the final game of the first half for the Nuts. Playing the Utter Tuggers, tied at 2 as we head to the top of the fourth. The lefty Clark Elliott steps in. The righty throws. Check swing. It's a fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Jesse, I wanted to update anybody listening that was curious about the park here because there's been some changes here in 2023, some upgrades. The pitch and flies outside. One ball, one strike. When I came last year, it was just a fence across the outfield with all the sponsors on the wall. But they've added to left field this year and created some suites up there and a bridge. The pitch on the ground, hard hit to first to his right. Martinez Jr. bends over, gets it, and underhand tosses to a running Cruz, who tags the bag before Elliott can get there. And there's one away. So last year, there wasn't a concourse that connected everything all the way around the outfield. But with the bridge that they've added in left, one, the most pivotal and important part, they've added a slide. So if you go out on the bridge beyond left field, there's a slide, a ride the slide, and it's epic. We're going to try it tomorrow. Alexander Campos steps in from the right side. The pitch home. Popped up in the infield, left side of the mound. Third base, Metzinger comes in down the line. Fair territory, makes the catch on a jog. And there's two outs.
Now in Milwaukee, whenever a Brewer hits a home run, Bernie Brewer is the one who slides the slide.
And that slide is open, and it's bright yellow. This one is a dark brown, and it's closed. So someone goes in the slide. You can't see them. And it's kind of like going into a cave because it twists around a couple of times.
I don't know. If I was them, I'd paint it yellow.
Yeah, I think so, and I'd open the slide. Here's Eurybio Angeles. Righty on righty, two outs. Pitch slides in there. Strike one. The pitch slides in, yes? Okay, so beyond the slide, then you have the three sweets, and then you have a little bridge that goes out. The pitch, that's inside. One ball, one strike. The bridge goes out and, again, connects all the way around, but what's really cool is the bullpens are right there like you see in Major League Baseball, so you can see the pitchers warming up and look over the railing. The pitch, swing and a miss. That slid outside. One and two on Angeles, who's got the two-run single. We're tied at two in the top of the fourth. So very well done. They've also doubled up the wall in left field. So it goes probably about 15 feet high. Pitch, hard hit over towards short to his right, down on a knee. Brown has it, throws, and it's in time. And Lansing is down 1-2-3 with the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. But upgrades to Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium.
Adam is sliding tomorrow, if not sooner.
And you will be sliding as well, right?
I don't know. I can't promise you.
Slide on into the email inbox and let us know you're listening. We'll head to the fourth, tied at two here in Wisconsin.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the last of the fourth we go here at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. First pitch, high chopper over towards first, and it gets through the right side of the infield into right. Well, Danny Bautista Jr. went to the bag. Campos thought he was going to try and take it, but because of that, the ball got through. So maybe miscommunication. It looked like Bautista was the only guy that would have had a chance there. Well, he went over to cover the bag, so it's a base hit. And it's the fourth hit tonight for Wisconsin. So now here's Ben Metzinger. Pitch. Right-hander takes it inside and low. Ball one. Two runs for the Utter Tuggers in the first, two for the Lugnuts in the second. Still hard to believe that's what we'll be calling them the rest of the series. The 1-0, that's pop flied back, one ball, one strike. You hear things about minor league baseball being so fun and hilarious. This certainly qualifies. It's up there.
I feel like if they were playing the Savannah Bananas, they would actually be wearing overalls.
1-1, that's outside. Two balls and a strike. I think you might be right. And maybe have to wear like some clogs or boots as well.
Yes.
Both teams.
Work boots. Go out to the field in your John Deere's.
DiCochea, the righty, set and throws. popped up right side of the diamond, out of play. Two balls, two strikes.
I tell you what, though. What you should have around the concourse is you should have milk and say, that's the cow that delivered you your drink. Right? Or ice cream from her.
I was about to say, if you want ice cream the rest of the series, the fans need to produce the milk. Squeeze the udders. Get this thing working like a farm. Deco Chan trying to get that first down here in the fourth. The 2-2. Checked it. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Couldn't lay off. And that the call from Nobu Yasuda, the bases umpire. There's the third strikeout for Deco Chan. One away.
What we love is the individual personality, the character, and the culture. And so you see that from organization to organization, what makes an Oakland A's farm team, what makes a Brewers farm team. But the same thing holds true for each stadium and the city.
The pitch home. That's flied back. Strike one to Alex Hall, the switch-hitting lefty. This is trivia time, by the way.
Oh, let's go.
In this fourth inning. Did you do trivia the first two nights?
What do you think?
I hope you did.
Two for two.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. The 0-1. That's in there. Strike two.
Let me give you some questions. Question number one. Has Wisconsin and Lansing ever met up in the postseason?
Yes.
That's correct.
The 0-2 pitch. That's flied back out of play. Didn't they meet in not the championship round,
yes,
but the round prior?
They were in the same division. 1999, they met up in the second round. Wisconsin swept out Lansing on the way to the championship series.
All right, I'll bite. What was your other one?
Can't remember it.
Oh. You know, Jesse's taught me a lot of things, but I have taught him. We do trivia in the fourth. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. So tonight's trivia question is, which team in the Midwest League has Lansing had the most cycles against all time?
Great question.
They had their eighth cycle in franchise history yesterday with Jack Winkler. 1-2 pitch. Hard hit on the ground, foul, first base side from Alex Hall, the lefty. It remains a ball and two strikes on Alex Hall from Jose DiCochea. Tied at two here in the bottom of the fourth. This is a tricky one.
We know Wisconsin at least won because Winkler puts them on the board.
That's right. Now there's seven other times. You'll have to see. Was it seven or eight different teams? Or were there multiple teams? But the question tonight, which team in the Midwest League has Lansing hit the most cycles against in franchise history? 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It was up in the zone, and Hall goes down. Second straight strikeout. And the fourth tonight for Jose DiCochea in his second outing as a Lansing Lugnut.
I think, Adam, that we're watching him fight through it. I don't think he's got his good stuff today. And
no.
We have seen Wisconsin continue to find ways to reach base. And yet, aside from that Darian Miller two-run first-inning double, Jose DiCochea is finding ways to succeed.
The pitch home. That fastball is just outside. I mean, you look at the ball strike count. I mean, he's sitting at 66 pitches and 35 in the zone. He's walked four batters, so clearly doesn't have his sharpest stuff tonight, but still executing. 1-0 pitch. Sent out to left center field, running away from Perez. He's sprinting back towards the wall. That's down, and that ball is off the top of the wall and in play. Around third, here comes Miller in to score as the throw is late. Stumbling across the plate, Miller is in on the RBI double from Ernesto Martinez Jr. That ball hit off the top of the wall, but it ricocheted back in play. There's no yellow line here in Wisconsin, so the umpires immediately ruled it's in play and not a home run.
He hit it just about as far as you can hit it without it getting out.
Yes, he did. Lansing fortunate that that's just a one-run swing.
Tell you what, I don't think Darian Miller realized how close that play was going to be at home plate either. They nearly nabbed him.
Here's Javon Ward. Sprays it foul, third base side, strike one. You're right. I mean, he didn't slide, and it nearly was a swipe tag. A's hate to hear this, but similar to that Jeter Giambi play back in the what was that, the division series? Back in the day in that playoff series in the Coliseum where it was the flip, no slide, and the swipe tag put on. It was nearly similar right there. Don Schulze is pacing his way out to the hill. 3-2, Milwaukee's high A affiliate, Wisconsin Utter Tuggers this week up on the Lansing Lugnuts. By the way, if you want to answer that trivia question, at Adam Jaxa on Twitter, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter, or jgoldstrass at lansinglugnuts.com, the email. They're playing moo and cow sounds here now at the ballpark.
And they are celebrating in the Wisconsin dugout by miming tugging an udder. Milking that cow. We met with the hitting coach for Wisconsin. Ken Joyce came into our broadcast booth before today's game, and he showed me what the handshake was going to be throughout this series.
I don't even want to try to explain that. Second pitch to the lefty, Javon Ward. Instead is a turnaround and a throw back to second, and they nearly tagged out Ernesto Martinez Jr. Muncy put the tag on his knee. Again, a situation where there wasn't a slide, and it was a double clutch from Deco Chea because Muncy wasn't all the way to the bag, and I don't think Deco Chea thought that there was going to be a play and then realized there was a chance. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging tapper up the first base side, fair, but it hit off the leg of Ward. No balls, two strikes. You know what I think when I hear the name Ward, Jesse? Do you have any thoughts at all? What I think first when I hear Ward?
Leave it to Beaver.
Yes. More so 8 Mile, though, in the rap battle.
Okay, yes.
I love that you got it on how I said Ward. There's nothing this man doesn't know. The 0-2. That slides inside. 1-2. The line is Ward. I think you are a little hard on the Beaver. So was Eddie Haskell, Wally, and Miss Cleaver. This guy keeps screaming. He's paranoid. Quick. Someone get him another steroid. M&M, man. M&M. 1-2 pitch. Is a tapper foul, first base side.
Adam, Marsha Bullard has written in to remind me what my trivia question was the first game of the series. Thank you, Marsha.
I love this.
Which Lansing Lugnut? It was today in Lugnut's history, the first game of the series, June the 20th, 1996, was traded between Wisconsin and Lansing.
Ooh. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Javon Ward is down. It's 3 strikeouts for Deco Chea in the fourth to give him 5 on the game. They weren't a Brewers affiliate in 96, correct?
No, the Rattlers were Seattle Mariners.
Who was it?
It was Jose Amado. Played 61 games that year with Wisconsin. 61 with Lansing. Traded while the two teams were playing each other.
Very good. All right, so we've got you caught up on trivia from previous games this week. Your trivia question tonight, which team in the Midwest League have the Lugnuts hit the cycle against the most? Off to the fifth inning. Jesse retakes over 2-2, or 3-2, our score, Wisconsin leading.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
let's begin the top of the fifth inning. And the man who steps in is the leadoff hitter in the order. Max Muncy takes a called strike from the Wisconsin starting pitcher, right-hander Steven Cruz. 3-2, Utter Tuggers leading. Muncy Butler Susak, the pitch. Hit high in the air and foul, towering off over the right side back toward the parking lot. On the count quickly, nothing and two on Max. Muncy has struck out and he's fouled that against Steven Cruz. So round three. Black Sox pulled up high for Max with the road retro gray. The pitch, breaking ball bends outside. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. From Appleton, Wisconsin, from the Fox Cities. Cruz gets his sign from the catcher, Wood. Long look, 2-1, winds and throws. Very high. Might have rushed himself there at the very last second. So 2 balls and 2 strikes on Max. Lugnuts runs came in the second inning. A 2-2. Muncy grounds it on the left side. Easy hop from Betzinger coming in. The third baseman fires across. And there's at number one. So the Fox Cities. The Fox Cities of northeastern Wisconsin. It's all the cities, all the towns, all the villages. This whole area that is along the Fox River going from Lake Winnebago. So Appleton, Kaukauna, Menasha, Nina, Grand Chute, Freedom, Wisconsin, and onward. It's a fairly large region. Johnny Butler bats left, and he takes. Ball went inside. Hence, this is Fox City Stadium. And before this team was called the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they were called the Appleton Foxes. Ball and offering on its way. The big slow curveball for a called strike at 68 miles per hour. 1-1 on Butler. Adam mentioned the stuffed Timber Rattler that is sitting in the, above the file cabinet behind us.
Right behind me, by the way.
The 1-1. Line drive left field. Hall over. Reaches up to make the catch. And Butler's at number two. But above the Timber Rattler, they have framed a couple of jerseys here on the wall right next to Adam. There's the Foxes jersey, and it's very plain. Home white, Foxes across the front of the chest in black. And then right beside that, it's a really good-looking jersey. It's pinstripes. The colors are navy blue and red. 2 outs, nobody on. The Lugnuts are down 3-2 in the top of the fifth. It's Daniel Susak who steps in on the pitch. Front door breaking ball called a strike. Adam, here's what I like. On the left sleeve. Now, the left breast pocket, it's a big capital letter A for Appleton. But the left sleeve has an apple. And then on this red apple, the white letters T-O-N. See Appleton. The pitch. Susak hits a high fly out to center. Back goes Gray. Back he goes at the track to the wall. It hits off the top of the wall. Off the batter's eye and still is in play. Susak's going to try for three. The throw into the bag. One hops in late. He's got the triple. Daniel Susak collects his third triple of the year. Now, when we talk about this batter's eye, the wall as it rises up, there's the padding, then there's the little blankie, and it goes all the way up to the very top. Hit it halfway up that wall, and it got caught up a little bit above that padding before coming down. Three bases for Susak.
Yeah, what is that padding on? Because it just kind of sat there. It's so weird that two balls have jumped off the top of the wall and have both been in play here. But again, they don't have the yellow line here at Neuroscience Group Field.
Junior Perez now takes high, ball one. And the defensive alignment for Wisconsin shifts more up the middle from his second base spot. The first baseman, Martinez Jr., is way off his line, and he is in. The center fielder, Gray, a couple of steps to his right. 2 outs, tying run at third, down 3-2. The pitch popped up but foul, backing out of play to the right. On the count of Junior Perez, 1-1. I don't know, Adam. When you talk about the two-tiered outfield wall, I would like those two tiers to be connected. I don't want a ball to just sit up there between them. Right-hander against right-hander. Cruz gets the sign, sets, throws. Ground ball, cued foul right side off the dugout railing for Wisconsin.
Yeah, it seems like that would be a sturdy batter's eye there, where if it hit it and it's not out, then it needs to bounce abruptly back out, not kind of sit there like it's on top of a parachute and then kind of float its way back out.
Susak at third. 1-2 pitch. Fastball high. Count is even.
That's a bummer for Susak. Almost hit it like into a basket there, and it popped out, and he hit it straight away center. That's not a home run.
Yeah. Daniel Susak, 3 doubles this year. 15 now, or I should say triples. 15 for Lansing as a team. 2-2. Line drive left field, base hit. Hooked right over the shortstop, Brown. Susak is in to tie the score. From left field, Alex Hall plays it into short. Junior Perez ties the game at 3-3 with an RBI single.
Well, that's the next step, right? It's a bummer that it's not a home run, but then with 2 outs, you're not even sure you're going to get a run out of it. It's going to take a clutch 2-out hit, and Junior Perez got a hanging breaking ball and just was able to smack it out to left. And the Lugnuts do get that run in and, again, answer the run that was just scored by Wisconsin.
So up steps Brian Wellbus, righty to righty. First pitch, up and in, ball one. This is a situation that Lansing has been running against Wisconsin all series. 3 steals in the opener, 3 more steals yesterday. Perez, the runner at first base, 18 steals this year and 4 times caught. Does he go? Ball one offering. He does not. And Wellbus sprays it deep right field, and there's Ward backing up to make the catch. Oh, that ball died off the bat. And that is out number 3. Well, for the Lugnuts, 1 run on 2 hits that came with 2 outs. Susak triples to center. Perez singles him in. And we're halfway to the house from Appleton, Wisconsin. That's Appleton.
Uh-huh.
Lansing and Wisconsin tied up 3-3.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The long, long-time voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, Chris Mehring, came in. He gave us a little bit of clarification. As we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, 3-3, Lugnuts and Utter Tuggers. Here's the pitch to Eric Brown Jr. Called a strike in the outside corner from the new Lansing pitcher. John Beller has come on for Jose DiCochea. DiCochea tossed 4 innings, allowed 5 hits. Gave up 3 runs. Beller's pitch. Strike 2 called. Off speed on the outer edge. It takes on the top 3. Brown, Moore, Wood. Right-handed batter, switch hitter, left-handed batter against the lefty from USC. Time called at home plate. DiCochea struck out 5. 2 in the first inning and then 3 in the fourth. He also issued 4 walks. So, up and down sort of game today. In his second start in the Midwest League, he gets a no decision. 3-3. An 0-2 pitch to Eric Brown Jr. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. John Beller takes care of business.
Yeah, with all the walks, just because of the struggles from DiCochea to have the consistent command, it would be nice to see the bullpen come out and fire and pelt the strike zone, and that's a pretty good start there for John Beller.
The bullpen in this series And the opener, Jack Owen and Kumar Nambiar, 3 2/3 scoreless, one hit. Tell you about yesterday, but first, the pitch to Robert Moore. He bunts it, pushed up the first base side, rolling, rolling, rolling. Foul, crossed the line, and the catcher, Susak, knocked it away with the mitt. No balls, one strike. Yesterday, after Brady Bass's 4 scoreless innings, Mack Lardner and Brock Whittlesey, 5 innings, 1 run. So all things considered, 8 2/3 innings combined, 1 run allowed by the bullpen in the first 2 games.
What I love this too for Deco Che, again, he didn't have his best stuff tonight, but his offense, Jesse, has kept them right in this game. Every time that Wisconsin has scored, Lansing has immediately answered back with the same total twice in this game.
Only meetings of the season between the Lugnuts and the Utter Tuggers. Oh, pitch is up and away. Now they count 1 ball, 1 strike on Robert Moore, who is 0-for-2 out of the 2-hole, wearing the number 2, playing second base, being the second batter of this inning. He is flied to left and grounded to second. Here's the pitch. That's bunted foul, off to the right side on a Beller slider.
By the way, with Chris Mehring.
Yes.
Is he the longest tenured in the league, even
yes.
past Dayton?
Yes, so Tom Nichols left the league.
That's
Chris
right.
Mehring did not leave the league. He has been here connected. The pitch to Moore, pop foul, backing out of play to the right side. So Chris Mehring has been the historian here for this franchise. He came in during the mid-inning break, and he went over the ground rules with Adam and I. And I really appreciated it.
Super helpful when I came last year.
Here's the pitch. A dribbler up the first base side, and that two rolls foul before Susak can reach it. It stays 1-2. He also told me something I did not realize. Adam, in left field, there's a new digital ribbon board that stretches above the 2 tiers of advertising.
Yeah, I didn't do a good enough job of describing that back in the 3rd inning. I apologize.
Yeah, holy moly. So you've got a double-decker row of advertising, and then the digital advertising, and a home run has to go over all of it. The pitch, fouled back into the screen. I figured, okay, you hit it over the first row, that should be good enough for a home run. Maybe you hit it over the second row, sure, that should work.
Let's eyeball this, Jesse.
Yeah.
The first wall's 10 feet, correct, you think?
That sounds right to me. The pitch, swing and a miss. Beller whiffs more. Got him with the breaking ball. Back-to-back K's. All right, if the first one is 10 feet, the second one looks about the same height as the first, don't you think?
I think it's like 7 or
okay.
so. I think it's a little shorter.
All right, so that's 17 feet.
And then what? Would you go 3 to 5 feet more with the ribbon board? Maybe more?
I think the ribbon board's at least 6 or so, if that's 7.
I mean, that could challenge Lansing.
Here's the pitch. That misses for ball 1 to Matt Wood. Well, 6 plus 7 plus 10 would be 23. That would be the left fielder of the right field wall. Do you think that's comparable to the left field wall?
I think it's very close. It almost looks a little bit taller, but yeah.
I think so. 1-0. Line drive caught by the first baseman, Batista Jr. on the backhand. Matt Wood is out.
I'm sorry, it was a hot shot. If I have to guess, and maybe we can ask Chris here, I'm going to say it's like a foot or two shorter than the 23-foot wall in Lansing. That's just my opinion here.
We'll ask him to get out his tape measure as we go to the 6th inning. Utter Tuggers 3, Lugnuts 3.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We have some guesses as the height of the wall here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Our score 3-3, Lugnuts and Wisconsin Utter Tuggers. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Hi, how are you? Thanks for joining us. New man on the mound for Wisconsin. Stephen Kurz is out. Max Laser is in. Laser makes his 16th relief appearance of the year. 2.90 ERA. Righty to righty. Danny Bautista Jr. squares. Lays down a bunt toward third. Tough play Metzinger. Bare hands. Throws. He's safe at first base. First pitch bunt single to welcome in the new reliever. Danny Bautista Jr. is on.
And that's a good way to start, as you mentioned, because Laser, he's got really good numbers, ERA under three through 15 games. He's given up 13 earned runs, just two homers, 42 strikeouts, and only nine walks. But opponents batting just short of 250 against him. So balls put in play, they've done a pretty good job.
Clark Elliott now, the left-handed batter. And the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Adam, here's what my investigative research showed.
What do you got?
By that, I mean, I walked next door and I asked Chris Mary, how tall is that wall? He said it's 16 feet to the top of the advertising.
Uh-huh.
So basically what you had estimated, the 0-1 stays high, no call to strike at the letters. A high strike call by Guillermo Rodriguez.
You better hit the optometrist, Jesse. Get those eyes checked.
I've got an appointment coming up. I just made it.
Beautiful.
Something just dropped from above. Careful, everybody in the rooftop and the suites. 3-3. Lugnuts and Utter Tuggers. Bautista Jr. a threat to run at first base. Nobody out. And a pickoff throw over. The first baseman, Martinez Jr., playing in front, so no tag.
So if it's 16 feet before you get to the ribbon board, there's yes. No way that's taller than 23 feet.
His estimation is 22. He thinks that might be 22 feet tall to left.
Lugnuts win.
Laser to Elliott. Fastball very high. 92 miles per hour. Laser out of Coral Springs, Florida. The 11th rounder selected in 2017. He is one of a couple of 2017 draft choices on the squad. That's a 1-2 pitch. And it's shot right back on a line to the pitcher, Laser. Hunter heads to first. Double play. Danny Bautista Jr., no shot. The old boomerang ball. You throw it, you get it coming right back at you. Laser the reaction play to his left. That erases the bunt single. Bring up Alex Campos. 31, Alexander Campos. Righty-righty, Laser offers. Broke it in there for a called strike at 83 on the outside corner. I'm looking at him upon this Lansing full roster to see are there any players drafted in 2017. Breaking ball away. There's one on the injured list. That Osvaldo Barrios, drafted by the A's in the 20th round in 2017. Alex Campos was acquired via trade in 2017. Campos takes high. Acquired via trade with the Seattle Mariners, the former farm team, the former parent club of these Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Danny Bautista Jr. signed as a free agent in 2017. Campos takes ball three outside. Any other 2017 acquisitions? That's all. That's all I see. Javon Ward, meanwhile, on the other side for Wisconsin, the right fielder drafted 2017. Fly ball, right field, Javon Ward involved. He's under. Makes the catch down the line. And Laser faces the minimum in a scoreless top of the sixth inning. 6 years ago, you acquire the player. And 6 years later, here's the guy doing good stuff. Let's go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. 3-3, Utter Tuggers and Lugnuts.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back,
your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 3-3 game going to the bottom of the sixth inning from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. And we will see 4, 5, and 6 in Gray, Miller, and Metzinger for Wisconsin against the lefty John Beller. Well, the Lansing southpaw looks great in the fifth inning, his first inning of work. Couple of strikeouts and a lineout. First pitch of the bottom of the sixth. The breaking ball hangs high. Ball one to Joe Gray Jr. Well, earlier today, I went to the Lugnuts clubhouse, and I saw a wonderful, familiar face. Mitch Myers is here with the team in Appleton. Ball one pitch. Fastball rides away. Adam, on Sunday, that's one of the scariest things that I've seen on a baseball field. The line drive off the bat of Aaron McKeithen that hit Myers in the back of the head. Really just terrifying in the moment. 2-0. Called a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike on Gray, the cleanup man. One for two with a single and a caught stealing. Well, from everything that I've heard, it was best case scenario for Myers. 2-1, dribbler foul left side. He never lost consciousness. He was taken immediately to Sparrow Hospital. A couple of staples put into his head. There was some bleeding. And now he's recovering from a concussion, but he's already throwing today.
That is excellent news if you watch the replay of how terrible it looked.
2-2. Head in the air out to left field. Clark Elliott comes forward. He's under. A one-hand catch above his cap. And one down. I did not watch that replay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't advise to it. It's just, it's one of those comebackers where it didn't bounce, it didn't deflect, it didn't anything. It just came straight back and got him in the back of the head, and it was a very scary moment.
So we can give you that great news that he's back with the team. Mild concussion, staples, and as far as we know, nothing more. Beller misses outside, ball one with a slider to Darian Miller. And just so good to see Mitch here with the team. He's not still at Sparrow. Lefty to lefty. Slider, strike called at the letters, 1-1. Adam, you and I have broadcasted a lot of sports. And injuries are a part of it, right? There's the potential. Mild, more serious. A 1-1 pitch. Fastball down and away. And I remember you saying in the moment about the players, about that feeling of, here's something that you just witnessed, and it happened to a great friend and teammate, and now refocus. Two balls and a strike. A hitter's pitch from Miller. Takes a called strike on the inside corner. Good front door breaking ball. So as good as we feel in seeing Mitch back with the team, I imagine how the team felt when he rejoined them. Mm-hmm. Beller's 2-2. Low and away. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes on Darian Miller, who is 2-for-2. Doubled in two runs in the first inning. Singled, scored the third run in the fourth inning. He takes a called strike three. A slider on the outside corner. And Beller records his third K. 5 up and 5 down now for John. 2 outs in the home 6th inning.
Well, this is great stuff. Again, we talked about it, hoping the bullpen could come in and lock things down, and they've done that and kept this a 3-3 score. Great pitching by John Beller.
Ben Metzinger batting right, first pitch. He bunts it up the third base side, but it rolls foul over the chalk. And strike one. Metzinger is 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Each team has 3 runs, each team has 5 hits, each team has no errors. Even game. Beller to the plate. Strike 2 called on the outside corner.
I'm staring at all the emails that are in your email inbox. Waiting for us to respond, or you to respond,
yes,
and read them.
I've got Marsha Bullard, Leanne Cook have written in with their answers for the trivia question. Beller misses low. Brian Lardner wrote in about, about half an hour ago, about Steven Cruz for Wisconsin, and saying, check to see if his foot is engaged with the rubber. That's a little bit too close.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. 1-2. Metzinger breaks his bat, flaring at shallow left field. That ball is down. A base hit. Short hop picked by Elliott, who gets it into Muncy. But it's a two-out single for Metzinger.
Oh, that is an epic walk-up song.
Hang on. Alex Hall, the switch hitter, bats right the pitch. Slider for a called strike to start him.
I mean, they start it with the epic drum solo right there. That's perfect.
Yes.
Great timing.
And then he's gone up there today, and he struck out in the first and struck out in the fourth. But he's batting in the sixth. Tie game. The pitch. A dribbler foul at home plate, rolling back into the left. And the count is now nothing and two. He's in trouble of striking out for a third time. John Beller looks to complete 2 scoreless innings in relief. At first, Metzinger. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. You see Adam with the radar gun here. We can see, does John Beller deserve to be a velo boy? And that fastball was 89, so yes. On 1-2. Look over at the runner Metzinger, who's edging his way away. Staying, though. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the off speed. Alex Hall, epic entrance, and then dispatched. He's 0-3, 3 Ks. John Beller struck out 4 in 2 scoreless innings. He strands the single by Metzinger. And we go to the 7th. Adam Jackson will return with some epic entrance music, I presume. 3-3, Lansing and Wisconsin.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Ready to go here, two-thirds of the way through game three of six this week in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks so much for joining us at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium. Aribe Alanjales up from the right side. First pitch, swatted back off the netting. Strike one from Max Laser, the righty. Anjales followed by Max Muncy and Johnny Butler, tied at three in the top of the seventh. The pitch home. That's down the first base side and foul just to the right of the line. And it's no balls, two strikes. Lansing looking for their first lead in this game. They trailed 2-0 after one, tied it in the top of the second, 2-2. Then trailed 3-2 after four, tied it immediately in the top of the fifth. And that's where we stand, 3-3 in the top of the seventh. And the top of the order due up here for the Nuts to try and grab that lead. Laser throws home. Lined out to right center field. That ball is dropping, and it's down for a base hit. Ward goes over to pick it up, but it's by him towards the wall. Anjales speeding around second. Aribe Alanjales losing his helmet. Stands up into third with a triple to open up the seventh. And the leadoff man is on as the Lugnuts look to grab that first run, now just 90 feet away.
Adam, we've observed in this game that a couple of times hitters have barely missed hitting home runs, but the triples have been open.
That is the second triple for Lansing, a team that only had 14 coming in, give them 16, and now here's Max Muncy. Infield is drawn in, the pitch home. Right-hander takes the fastball on the outside corner, strike one. So Lansing trying to take that first lead after Anjales found the right center field gap. The righty Laser set from the stretch, throws. Bouncing ball off the plate, high jump from the shortstop. Brown, he has only one play, it's to first base. Anjales scores, Lansing leads 4-3 on the ground out for Max Muncy.
He thought about it. He really wanted to throw home, but the catcher would, in addition to the other infielders, were all pointing him over to first base.
You can tell, yeah, they didn't want to give up that run with the infield in, but it's that, well, Wisconsin chop now that Lansing has found. They've hit it off the plate so many times at home. Bounce it off the plate here, and Muncy gets the RBI. Now here's Johnny Butler. Base is clear. The pitch. Left-hander takes the breaking ball in. Strike one. 4-3 Lugnuts in the top of the seventh, their first lead tonight, and now even with six hits for both teams. The pitch home. Swing and a foul. That's off the catcher, Matt Wood, as he goes down. Got a piece of that, and he's now asking for either his manager or, yes, here comes the athletic trainer to take a piece. I think he got that back in the jaw area, obviously off the mask, but it shook the front of his face, and certainly that is going to sting. Get the home plate umpire, Guillermo Rodriguez, heading out to deliver the baseball, trying to give him some extra time, but still trying to shake this off. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Lansing. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Wisconsin. And a little smile there from Matt Wood. He's okay, at least feeling better now, as the fans give him a nice applause. Really good crowd here tonight in Wisconsin. Full house on a mid-80s Thursday night in late June 2023. Johnny Butler, uncharacteristic of him lately, 0-3 tonight, two strikeouts and a lineout. They've shifted to the right side of the infield for him. The pitch, up high and outside, one ball, two strikes.
He's had some games, though, recently where he's only had one big swing, but he's made the swing matter.
1-2 pitch. Just below the zone. Two balls, two strikes. He had one of those big swings yesterday afternoon. His team leading eighth home run. Johnny Butler has had a hot month of June with a couple doubles, a triple, five homers. Pitch. Hot shot. Foul. Third base side. And that goes into the berm down the left field line. He's also got five stolen bases this month. Tied for 10th in the league in homers with 8, second with 6 triples, 9th with 16 steals. Breaking ball right back up the middle. It's a base hit. Butler squared that just over the head of Laser and sent a laser to center field. And there's now one on with one out in the seventh. Lugnuts in front, 4-3.
That's the old, can you hit a breaking ball? And so overhead curve, and Butler waited on it perfectly and tattooed it.
Yes, he did. And Max Laser is happy that he's not just a few inches taller, because it came whistling right next to him. The 6'2", 200-pounder from Florida now works with a runner at first and throws that way. And Butler is back safely. Daniel Susak coming to the plate. He hit a ball to straightaway center field off the batter's eye and tripled his last time up as the park just held it. Got over the wall but hung on the batter's eye. Righty on righty, the pitch. Too tall with pitch one. Ball one. Susak, who missed the last few games of the last series, coming back here in Wisconsin. A base hit. The triple in the fifth and walked in the first. Lansing actually got here on Monday because it's so long to get up here from Lansing. The pitch. Butler faked like he was going to second. Throw goes back down to first after a strike thrown in. And Butler is back in safely. So the Midwest League off day was spent traveling for the Nuts, but that's why you have it, to travel if you need to. And it's one of the longer trips the Nuts will make. Next week they're visit will be just up the road to Midland. Pitch, swing at a foul tip into the glove of Wood. One ball, two strikes. And they will end their stretch of West Division foes. They have been hanging out with the Midwest League West Division for a while here. 1-2. That's shot foul down the right field side. Out of play.
Look out.
Let's see, you go back to the end of April, or I'm sorry, the end of May, where they finished up that series at Fort Wayne. They came home to Cedar Rapids, went to South Bend, who's now in the West Division, played home against Peoria, throw back to first, Butler's there in time, and now they're at Wisconsin. So this is four straight series for the Nuts against the Western Division. A little crossover, interleague action. One ball, two strikes on Susak. Big lead for Butler. There he goes. Pitch is on the ground. Hit over towards third. Metzinger looked at second. Couldn't go there. Off to first. And they get Susak on the grounder. Butler in scoring position, though, with two outs. Boy, if that's not hit right at Metzinger at third, that had good pace to it. And Butler could have been around second and to third with Susak at first. But that's why you have the defense where there are lines. That brings up Junior Perez. 4-3 Nuts, top seven. Can Perez deliver again with two outs and a runner in scoring position? He did it for Susak. A pitch in on the outside corner, strike one. He did it for Susak, who tripled in the fifth. And Perez with two outs drove in the tying run with a liner out to left field. 1-3 tonight. Laser throws. Tapper foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. Good look tonight for Junior Perez. He's got those bright red shoes, bright red batting gloves with the Nike swoosh on the back palm, and then he's got those black socks pulled up to his knees underneath the gray pants and the gray Lansing uniform with Lansing written across the chest in red. Big lead for Butler. And a turnaround from Laser. Did he balk? Yes, he did. That's a balk, and Butler gets third. Home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez was all over it. Laser stopped mid-pitch, and then last second turned around, didn't throw it, and Rodriguez spotted it. So Butler dancing around third draws an extra base. The balk means he's at third, same as where Susak was when Perez came up in the fifth. Now a base hit would give Lansing a 5-3 lead, no doubt. Two outs in the inning and an 0-2 count. Righty on righty, the pitch. That's flied foul up into the seats, first base side.
Worth mentioning, Max Laser leads Wisconsin in wild pitches. Nothing in two, this is where he'd love to bounce one.
Absolutely. And Butler has been getting big leads at first and second. Nobody holding him on at third, so he's trickling down that line, ready to come in. Laser's 0-2. Perez cuts and misses at a high fastball. and Butler will be stranded at third. But Lansing does get the triple from Angeles and then gets the ground out from Muncie, and they've captured their first lead. 4-3 after 6.5 as we stretch it out in Appleton.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
T-shirts being tossed into the crowd as the fans up on their feet after the seventh inning stretch. It is 4-3, Lugnuts with their first lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh. And a new man on the mound for the Nuts as they go back to the pen. First, we saw John Beller relieve Jose DiCochea. And now it'll be Christian Fernandez, the big fella coming out, a right-hander. He faces 8-9-1. First pitch home. And that fastball zips in on the outside corner. Strike one to the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Javon Ward, Eric Brown Jr. to follow. 4-3 Lugnuts, bottom seven. The pitch dips inside. One ball, one strike. Fernandez, the right-handed 6'3", 215-pound, 23-year-old from Venezuela. Came over with the trade from Tampa last year. The pitch, swinging a foul tip into the glove of Susak, 1-2. And for Fernandez, started the year as, well, a starter, and now has recently moved into the pen. Little hesitation, the pitch. Bends the fastball inside, two balls, two strikes, four-seam fastball, curve, change, and a slider for the righty. Christian Fernandez, and those high black socks pulled up. Stands tall on the mound. Turns and throws. Breaking ball a little wide, and it's 3-2. The one thing that Beller did excellent, one, he only allowed one base runner, but two, he did not throw any walks after DiCochea walked four batters through the first couple of innings. Lansing has not given up a walk since that second inning. Certainly don't want to give up the leadoff man on after just grabbing their first lead. Fernandez set, and the 3-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him, strike three. Great pitch by Fernandez. Looked like he just hooked that slider in. And there's strikeout number one for the righty. So to give you John Beller's final line, he goes two innings, gives up just one hit, no runs, no walks as mentioned, and four strikeouts for Beller. Pitch in, a slider down low inside to the nine hitter and lefty Javon Ward. 4-3 Nuts, bottom seven. We got to get you that trivia answer here in just a moment. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a hopper over towards first. To his right, Bautista knocks it down but doesn't field it cleanly. He's got no throw. That's an E3 on Danny Bautista Jr. Times this year where he hasn't been able to field ground balls cleanly. He's been able to knock them down and keep everything in front, still make the play. That time the ball just too far away from him and he couldn't come up with it in time. So there is the first base runner for Wisconsin against Fernandez. And now it's Eric Brown Jr. 4-3 Nuts, bottom seven, one out and one out. Righty on righty. Lugnuts have already turned to double play tonight. They're 61st this year. The pitch sent foul, first base side, and out of play. Okay, so trivia back in the fourth. We asked you, with Jack Winkler hitting the franchise's eighth cycle yesterday here in Wisconsin, which team has Lansing hit the most cycles against in the Midwest League? This was a tricky answer, so let's see how good our trivia goers are tonight. The 0-1 swatted back off the netting. No balls, two strikes against the leadoff man. Jesse, I know you have at least two responses over there.
Yes, and both of them say the exact same thing. Two times against South Bend, Dayton, and Clinton.
How about that? They weren't stumped.
No.
Well done. That is absolutely correct. Time called. Jesse's got it on the front page of the notes. I was thinking maybe we ask about Ryan Gold. Why was that cycle controversial? Why was that cycle special? But I was like, no, let's see if we can fool him. You can't fool the Lugnuts Booster Club. They know all, and they are correct. Two times against both those teams, Dayton, Clinton, or three teams, Dayton, Clinton, and South Bend. The pitch, that's outside. One ball, two strikes. So eight times, and six of the eight times against those three teams. The first one was Corey Patterson at South Bend back in 1999. And then Ronnie Hood and Ryan Gold did it against Dayton in 2003. And then in 2019, the most recent cycle for Gold before yesterday. Fernandez is 1-2. Lifted deep, left center field. Long run here. Elliott going towards the wall, and it's Perez that comes over and takes it on the left center field track and fires it in. Throw back to first is out. It's a double play. It was fired in by Perez. Campos got it, threw it to Bautista, and boy, it looked like the runner got back in time in Ward, but Nobu Yasuda called him out, and he is going to hear it right now from the manager. Acosta is out there, Joe Arolt is out there, and he is having a lengthy discussion with him because to us, or at least to me, it looked like he was back safely.
I agree with you. We have a replay here.
Yeah, he looks safe to me. It's very close.
I mean, how can you deny the Lugnuts defense another double play, though, right?
That's right. That's number 62. 8-4-3 put out. Perez showing off that arm. We are off to the eighth. Lansing in front, 4-3.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the eighth we go. Lansing in front, 4-3. Brian Buelbas coming to the plate. And the pitch home for Max Laser is lined out to right field. Ward heading towards the line, still going, and reaches up, makes the catch just a half step in fair territory. Out by the wall. Big swing from Brian Buelbas. So with one out, we got to go back to that last play in the seventh. First of all, it looked like it was going to be a gap shot. Perez came out of nowhere to track that down in left center and then heaved it into the infield where Campos picked it up from second and threw to first. The pitch. Here's a bouncer off the plate right back up the middle and bounds into center field. Danny Bautista is aboard. There's one on with one out in the eighth. And Lansing in front, 4-3. Campos then got it to first, and just in time, he picked off Javon Ward, who was still trying to get back to the bag. We watched the replay. It was very close.
Nobu Yasuda was probably the only person in the ballpark who thought that that throw beat the runner back. But I tell you what, Javon Ward was around second base, and so he had to retouch second. That slowed him down on his way back.
First pitch to Clark Elliott, and the lefty takes it on the outside corner. Strike one. Yeah, again, I think everybody thought for sure that ball was getting down in the outfield, and then there's a throw back to first in time. Everybody thought that the runner was safe at first base, but not the case. A second double play tonight for the Nuts. Their 62nd that leads the league this year. 0-1. Up high, one ball, one strike to Elliott.
But that's why you play it out. That's why Junior Perez hits his cutoff man. That's why Alex Campos wheels and fires into first base. You play it out and you execute it.
And the Lugnuts did and got out of the half inning. The pitch comes in tight to Elliott. Two balls and a strike. Clark, 1-for-3. Base hit and a run scored in the second. And then grounded out to the pitcher the next two times in one of them. Grounded and then lined out, and the line out was a double play. Ready on lefty. A 2-1. Chopper off the front foot there of Clark Elliott. Two balls, two strikes.
Adam, in Omaha, Wake Forest and LSU scoreless to the 11th inning.
And the winner of that one meets Florida in the College World Series finale, the Men's College World Series finale, which starts, this weekend, right?
Yes,
starts tomorrow?
Yes. So LSU had the best pitcher in the country on the mound, Paul Skeens. 8 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts on 120 pitches. But Rhett Lauder for Wake Forest matched him the whole way. Really great game.
Compelling theater in Omaha. 2-2 pitch. That sliced out to left field, hanging up, though Hall coming over makes the catch towards the line. And there's two outs. Bautista gets back to first.
I think you're seeing, though, what I'm seeing with Clark Elliott. Look through his game. A bullet of a single up the middle in the second inning. His second at-bat, he grounded, but the first baseman, Martinez Jr., cut it off. Then you have a line drive back up the middle, but the pitcher caught it. And here he tries to go out, though. Inside-out swing on a line. But there's Hall right down the line for the catch. The swings and the contact is getting better.
Now here's Alexander Campos. There goes the runner, Bautista. Pitches down low. Throw to second is late. Bautista slides in, standing up. And he's got a stolen base. Nice job to pop right up on the bag after the slide as he dusts off the sock on his left leg.
Question for you. How many Lugnuts do you think are going to end the season in double digits in steals?
It's going to be a lot. Bautista now has, 8 this year? Yes. He's got 8 in 13 attempts and a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. Pitch home. Campos pops it up. Right side of the diamond. Foul territory in play, though, up the first base side. Coming in, Martinez from first reaches above his head and makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So Bautista stranded at second. And we will head to the home half of the eighth. Lansing still in front, 4-3 in Appleton.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Back to the bottom of the eighth here in Wisconsin, up in Appleton. Adam Jackson alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tonight, and we are so happy you are joining us. Lansing in front, 4-3. They led, trailed a couple of times tonight, but tied it up immediately, and now have grabbed their first lead with the run in the seventh. Fernandez back out there, his first pitch, and it's twisted back foul. Strike one to Robert Moore. He's got to go through the heart of the order here. Robert Moore, Matt Wood, and Joe Gray Jr., 2, 3, and 4. As the Nuts try and squeeze out a win against the Utter Tuggers. The pitch. That's a breaking ball outside. 1-1. I'll keep workshopping.
No, I'll allow that.
Okay.
That's good.
It is a tight one. The pitch, here's a bouncing ball. That's through the right side, it's a base hit. That's the second time tonight that's happened, and now around first, Moore trying to go for second. The throw in, the tag, and it is not in time as the ball popped out of the mitt because Muncy lost his mitt. Oh, that's happened a couple of times this year where the ball's popped out, but the mitt fell off the hand of Max Muncy, and it looked like he had the tag in time on the throw from Welbas.
Yeah, that throw from Welbas was right on the base. It seemed to me that that was playing right into the Lansing Lugnuts' hands. And yet Muncy could not secure the mitt, could not keep the tag as the runner came in. That glove got knocked away.
So that's not going to make things easier. You thought that even after the base hit, you had the runner at second. By the way, Danny Bautista has let two balls go through the right side of the infield. He's got to go make a play on that baseball.
He's anchored to the ground.
Matt Wood stands in from the left side. The pitch. Matt flies in there. Inside corner, strike one. Not only anchored to the ground, but he ran the wrong way. He went to cover the base, but someone's got to grab the baseball. Those are two hopping balls tonight that got through the right side that Bautista could have had. He's had some struggles over there at first base tonight. The 0-1 pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike. And Danny's done an admirable job over there at first base throughout the year. But tonight he bobbled one around, had an error, and then the two balls have gone through. And that last one turns into a double. And then as the glove got knocked off the hand of Muncy, on a great throw from Welbas. Bad luck. 1-1. Just a little bit off the edge with the fastball. Two balls and a strike on Matt Wood, who's lined out his last two at-bats. He walked in the first and scored the second run. Wisconsin took the 2-0 lead way back in the first on the Darian Miller two-run double. 4-3 Nuts, bottom eight. Runner at second, nobody out though. Fernandez throws. There he hits the outside corner. And we're even, two balls, two strikes.
I would call it a fielding slump for Bautista Jr. And his bats looked great in this game. But I think it's been in all facets.
And again, we've seen some of these recent struggles at first just with knocking the ball down cleanly. But to his credit, he's usually been able to bounce back and at least get the out at first base. That wasn't the case earlier when he committed the error back in that last inning. Big 2-2 pitch coming from Fernandez. Throws home. Breaking ball, line drive. It's caught by Campos at second. And a little fake throw to second. No problem there as Moore got back into the bag. With that, an important first out. And a third straight line out for Wood.
Remember when Brett Favre would hand the ball off to the running back? And
yes.
Then drop back and give a fake throw exactly like that.
And then Aaron Rodgers did the same thing.
Alex Campos watches this game film.
Well, we are, what, only 25, 30 miles south of Green Bay?
We're right here. I'm sure we're surrounded by Packers owners.
Joe Gray Jr. steps in from the right side. Yeah, I think so. The pitch? Twisted back off the netting. Strike one. I know last year we had some lug nuts that went up and toured Lambeau Field when they were here in Appleton.
Earlier today I heard from Eric Fast, the athletic trainer, and Stephen Thayer, strength and conditioning. They went to the Air Museum here.
Oh.
Highly recommended, they said.
I didn't know that that was here. V01. That's up high. One ball, one strike. Air like as in flight?
Yeah,
or
airplanes.
Okay.
If that interests you for tomorrow or later on during the series.
Yeah, absolutely. I was considering Green Bay because I wanted to see the field
yes.
they lost on to get knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah, you should.
The pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Who was that knocked them out of the playoffs?
I think it was the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, it was. It was the Detroit Lions.
Hold on. I'm remembering the game.
It was the final game, a Sunday night football game on NBC, and the Lions had nothing to play for except spoil
and pride
the rivals. The pitch, fly back.
Wait, let me get an opinion from you. Thoughts on the Lions' new helmet?
I like it.
Okay.
I thought it was cool. I don't love their gray uniforms that they're going to wear it with, but
no.
I'm good with it.
I saw those gray uniforms, and I thought, oh, the helmet's great, but what are we doing for the rest of this?
Yeah. I still think they should wear that classic that they wear on Thanksgiving a little bit more. That's a great look. 1-2 pitch. That's inside. Two balls, two strikes. Good at bat here from Joe Gray Jr., who is 1-for-3 tonight. Base hit in the third. Fly out in the sixth. Strikeout looking in the first. Of course, I don't know if anything lines up to the uniforms that the Utter Tuggers are wearing tonight. The overall-themed uniforms. Blue overalls, that is. Hernandez throws. Breaking ball, swatted down, third base side, bouncing foul. Anales plucks it barehanded and tosses it, into the seats, and the baseball got away from the fan. So here we go, someone coming from the Lugnuts dugout to save it. Is that Garland?
It's Garland.
Yes, great job. Jake Garland comes out of the dugout, sees that the fan has lost the baseball onto the warning track, and he gives it right back to the fan. That's good stuff. Anjales and Garland teaming up to get the fan a souvenir. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Fernandez blows it by him, and there's the second out. Second strikeout for Fernandez, and now after that leadoff double, there are two away. But here's the man that drove in the first two runs of the game. Darian Miller, 4-3 nuts, bottom eight. They're four outs from taking their second win in this series through the first three games. Got to get through this man. Righty on lefty matchup. The pitch. Checked it. Fastball stays up. 1-0. 2-for-3 tonight for Miller. He's been key in them getting runs. He had the two that he drove in the first, but then scored the third run in the fourth as well. All accounting for being a part of all three runs tonight, whether driving in or scoring. Fernandez set from the stretch. The righty throws. There he zips it in. Letter high. Strike one. Miller did strike out looking in his last at-bat in the sixth. The difference has been this bullpen for the Nuts. Deco Chan, a little shaky with the walks, but then Beller and Fernandez have come in to clean things up, racked up the strikeouts. 1-1 pitch. Up high. 2-1. Beller had four strikeouts. Fernandez has two. And actually, Deco Che actually got some swings and misses. He had five punchies. But the four walks allowed Wisconsin to get those first couple of runs. 4-3 nuts, bottom eight. Runner at second, two outs. The pitch flies wide. And it's 3-1. See the passing traffic out on the highway as we're just off of it here. That's 41, just to the east of the ballpark. You're at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Three balls and two strikes. Good challenge pitch, though, there to get him back in the count. And Fernandez get another out here to work around the leadoff double. Deep breath from the stretch, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and a big fist pump from Christian Fernandez. He gets the strikeouts of both Gray Jr. and Miller, who have combined for three hits, two driven in, and a run scored tonight. And Lansing strands the leadoff double. They take a 4-3 lead into the ninth, where Jesse Goldberg-Stressler has you covered the rest of the way.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Stressler.
It's time for the ninth inning. And for the Lugnuts, that means the last chance to add some insurance before we go to the bottom of the ninth. The man who's come on, Tanner Shears, 6'3 right-hander out of Riverbank, California, who is pitching in independent baseball with the Chicago Dogs and the Schaumburg Flyers. He is 24 years of age as of 2 days ago. He replaces Max Laser. 4-3 Lugnuts, the pitch. He missed outside, ball one. A Rebill Anales followed by the top of the order. Muncy and Butler, 9-1 and 2. Bright yellow shoes. Deals. Popped up. Foul. Back and out of play off to the right side. Here comes dropping down with a high hop up from the bleachers off the hands of the fans in the suites and then right back down to the bleachers. And the count on A Rebill Anales is 1-1. So Max Laser goes 3 innings, and he allows 1 run. He does so on 5 hits. He struck out 1 batter, walked nobody. He's in line to lose. Shears throws. Anales grounds it past the pitcher's mound. Second baseman Moore gathers. Those to first. One away. Looking all the way out there to the Lansing bullpen out beyond the wall in left center. They are standing, they are watching, nobody is warming. So it might stay Christian Fernandez coming up in the bottom half of this inning. One out, nobody on. Max Muncy, first pitch taking outside, ball one. Here's the pitch. That's high. Two balls and no strikes. Tanner Shears out of Modesto, California, against the native of Camarillo, Muncy. Max today is 1-for-4. I beg your pardon, he's 0-for-4 as he swings and misses, and the count is 2-1. He has struck out, fouled out, and grounded out twice, but his last ground out in the seventh inning, that knocked in A. Rebill Anales, and that broke the tie. That right now is the game-winning run. It's 4-3, Lansing leading.
Modesto, go nuts.
That's right. And the California League. Hashtag let's go nuts. The pitch. That's outside on the corner. Called a strike. 2-2. Can you guess the other minor league baseball team in the country that has used hashtag go nuts?
Yeah, the Lugnuts.
No. There's three. There's three, Adam. Muncy grounds this one, skimming to second baseman Moore. His throw to first, received by Martinez. Add 2 outs in identical fashion. The Richmond Flying Squirrels. Because squirrels like nuts. I mean,
they do. They like to store them and then eat them, I think.
Harvest your nuts, man. So now Tanner Shears against Johnny Butler.
Johnny Butler, as the PA man says.
Yeah. The pitch. Best ball high. Ball one. The PA man and his way of delivering these names. If I grew up in Appleton, I would absolutely copy him. 1-0. Fouled off into the netting on the left side.
Just like he copied Harry Carey for the seventh inning stretch.
Sure.
0-1, 2. Let's get some runs. It was very Harry Carey-esque. In Milwaukee land, isn't that against the rules?
The 1-1 pitch is grounded, past the mound, past second base, in a center field, another base hit for Butler. And the ball lobbed in by Gray. Johnny Butler is 2-for-5 with 2 singles. You know, now that you mention it, you got a point there.
That's what I'm saying. You can't do Cub stuff up here in Milwaukee land.
Cub stuff, and then he plays roll out the barrel. Brewer style. What are we doing here, man?
I don't know. That's a little back and forth action.
Daniel Susak is 1-for-3 with a triple, a walk, and a run scored. With 2 outs, Butler is at first a threat to run. Pitch outside from Shears. Ball one.
Yeah, if I'm Johnny Butler, Jesse, I'd go here. Get in scoring position for Susak. You got nothing to lose. Up by a run already in the ninth.
I agree. Now Shears has allowed 1 home run already. Finds the inside corner. Called a strike to Susak. Maybe this pitch right here?
Absolutely. You could almost even put a hit and run on maybe with it 1-1.
The set. The pitch not running, and it's a front door breaking ball missing inside. 2 balls and a strike. About Tanner Shears. So Tanner Shears was not drafted out of college. He went from Modesto Junior College to the University of Illinois Chicago, and then signed with the Chicago Dogs in the American Association. Susak takes the breaking ball, bouncing in, and away from the catcher Wood, up to second base, Butler on the wild pitch. On the count now, 3 balls, 1 strike for Susak. 2-out runner in a scoring position. The Lugnuts are looking to add to a 4-3 lead in the top of the ninth with 2 outs. And on deck, Junior Perez, in case Susak takes that ball forward. But back to the pitcher Shears. So Tanner Shears, a closer in college. He gets signed by the Chicago Dogs. 1 appearance, 1 2/3 innings. He also pitches for the Schaumburg Boomers. 23 appearances, 35 2/3 innings, 45 strikeouts. So he gets signed in the offseason by the Milwaukee Brewers. They start him off in Carolina. He's great for the Mudcats. 20 innings, a 1.35 ERA. And now here he is up with Wisconsin. He finds the inside corner. Strike 2 called at 95 miles an hour. And Adam, I'm sorry. If you throw 95 with a breaking ball, this man probably should have been drafted. Thank goodness for independent baseball to keep him on the map. Payoff. Susak takes ball 4 outside. And there are runners at first and second with 2 gone for Junior Perez.
You don't want to walk, guys, though, especially with this guy coming up.
No, sir.
1-run game, 9th inning. He can make this a big lead in a hurry with 1 swing.
Pitching coach Josh Spence pays a visit to Mr. Shears. Tomorrow night, game number 1 of the second half of the season. Jake Garland gets the ball for the Lugnuts. And on the other side, Tyler Wasner for the Timber Rattlers. W-O-E-S-S-N-E-R, Wasner. That's the matchup, 7:40 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:40 p.m. local time. And then Jacob Waters on Saturday night, same time. Waters against Edwin Jimenez before we get the rematch of Uelvis Del Rosario and Jacob Mizorowski on Sunday. That game time will be at 2:10 Eastern, 1:10 local, before it will be time for us to come back to Michigan if not Lansing, six-game series starting in Great Lakes on Tuesday, June the 27th. We are nearly done with June.
You know, I like the fact that you gain an hour when you come here, but I don't like the, you know, you start an hour later Eastern time here on Sunday, and then you lose one going back, too.
Yeah.
It's a turnaround, so that's nice to have the off day Monday.
It's going to be late.
It sure is.
Monday off days are a beautiful thing. 4-3 lug nuts in the ninth, 2-1, 2 out, the pitch. Junior Perez pops it foul, back and out of play. Strike one.
He's due for one, Jesse.
Well, yesterday, he went 3-for-5 with three doubles.
Due for a big one.
Scored three runs. The pitch. Ground ball left side, diving stop. Third baseman Metzinger throws to second. They get the force, and the side's retired. Susak erased 5-4. Moore at the Keystone receiving after Metzinger started it all with a dive to his left, robbing Perez of an RBI base hit. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth. A one-run lead will have to suffice. Lugnuts 4, Utter Tuggers 3.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a final from Omaha. The LSU Tigers walked off Wake Forest on a two-run homer by White. It will be LSU against Florida for the baseball championship in NCAA D1. Now here in Appleton, a little bit of a ways away from Omaha, the Lugnuts bring a 4-3 lead over the Utter Tigers. And Christian Fernandez is back on the hill to take on 6-7-8 Metzinger Hall Martinez Jr. Somewhere around this park, somebody is saying, you know, when you make a great defensive play, you lead off. That's exactly what happened for Ben Metzinger, the third baseman. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Righty deals to righty. Pitch on its way. Strike called on the outside corner. The Fernandez curve.
And all, it just means more final in Omaha coming up this weekend, huh?
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back curves. This lead for Lansing could have been more comfortable. With runners at first and second for the Lugnuts in the top of the ninth inning and great speed at second with Johnny Butler, Junior Perez had a ground ball sizzling on the left side that Metzinger at third made a diving stop and from his knees threw to second for the side retiring force play. 0-2. Curveball low. Ball one. As it is, the Lugnuts will have to be content with this one-run edge. They went down 2-0 in the first inning, tied the score in an Anale's two-run single in the second. They went down 3-2 in the fourth, tied the score in the fifth on an RBI single by Perez, and then took the lead on a Muncy RBI groundout in the seventh, bringing in Anale's with tripled. 1-2 pitch from Fernandez, on its way. Smoked out to center field. Back goes Junior Perez. Back he goes. Perez makes the catch, and then he kisses the wall. Metzinger gave it a mighty ride, but Junior Perez has been all over the place defensively today. Out number one.
Yeah, he had a great catch against Eric Brown in his seventh that everyone thought was going up the gap. He got to the warning track to take it away. And they thought that one was getting out. It was a good shot, but he tracks it down and a big first out on a huge swing to center.
So now the switch hitting Alex Hall. Bats from the left side against Fernandez. First pitch coming. Fastball just missed the outside corner. Did you hear any drums bringing up Hall, the home plate there?
No.
I missed the drums.
Yeah, I think they switched. They're switching the...
1-0. Ball two outside. Why? Why would they switch?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't hear it the first time either. I noticed it his last at-bat.
Well, his last at-bat he struck out, but the time before that he struck out, but the time before that he struck out. Mm. And so is there a golden sombrero waiting? 2-0 pitch. He fouls it away. Over the screen, off the left side. Strike number one.
By the way, in a question of who is the toolsiest lug nut on this current roster, I am hard-pressed to find somebody that is more toolsy than Junior Perez in terms of arm, defense, strength, speed. He's got a lot of good abilities in the game of baseball.
Max Muncy's up there.
Yes.
In terms of pure, honest tools. Brian Buelbas is up there. I really like Johnny Butler's tools as well. But I'm hearing you out. His outfield throwing arm is one of the top, three or five in the Midwest League. Here's the pitch. Fernandez misses inside, ball three.
It's kind of snuck up a little bit under the radar with him, Jesse. I mean, he steals bags.
Yes.
He hits for power.
Yes.
He started so slow at the beginning of the year offensively, and he's got an excellent arm.
3-1. Smoked out to right field. There's Buelbas to his right. Makes the catch. We sit low. We sit right behind the batter. I don't know if this takes the same sort of impression of you. I see the ball leave the bat. I see what appears to me to be solid contact. I say, uh-oh. But in the end, it's just a line out for Hall, and the lug nuts are one out away.
Absolutely. Same thing. And especially probably a little bit more for me because it's my first day here. You've watched it a couple of days, but it's tough to read from what we're used to.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. swings and grounds the first pitch curve. Foul right side. Well, here's the big man. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, Lansing 4, Wisconsin 3. Ernesto Martinez Jr., 6 doubles, 4 homers this year. He is 6'5", 256 pounds. And I believe the roster, don't you?
Yeah, he looks all of that.
Just to conclude your point, yes, Junior Perez, power, speed, defense.
Defense, we're seeing the trackability here in this one tonight.
Fernandez delivers. Strike two called on the off speed. One strike away from finishing 3 scoreless innings out of the pen. And 5 scoreless innings for Fernandez and Beller combined, sawing up a 4-3 win. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball up toward first base, back of the bag. It's Bautista Jr. makes the play, takes it himself to the bag, and this ball game is over. So, 5 scoreless innings for the Lugnuts, pen of Beller and Fernandez. The Lugnuts beat the Utter Tuggers 4-3, and they've won 2 straight in this series. They complete the first half with a 31-34 record.
A great job. Resiliency tonight by the Lugnuts. Down a couple of times, got the runs right back, get the late run. And then how great is it when we've talked about how Bautista had some strugglesome moments at first base, Jesse, tonight. A couple of times had a chance to get the grounders. Had one that kicked away, made an error. He's the one to finish up with the 27th and final out. And the Nuts get 2 of the first 3 here in Appleton. Great start to this series.
Yes, sir. So, 3 games down. Second half is bound. First half is completed. And I would say that based on what we saw from the Lugnuts today, Adam, there's been the hope that there would be an explosive offense here. We just haven't seen it consistently. But if they can get good relief work, I mean lockdown relief work, and the offense does enough, that's a formula to consistent success.
No question about it. You got to have good pitching to keep yourself in games. You're not always going to score first and build a lead. And these are the type of wins that Lansing has struggled to get this year, where they give up early runs, a multi-run half inning, but they come back 2 different times tonight. And then, as you mentioned, great bullpen pitching. Beller and Fernandez The stat that I love the most, Jesse, after we saw four walks from Deco Che, it was just a little bit off with the command to start the game. No walks from Beller and Fernandez. They put the ball in the zone, racked up the strikeouts with 7 combined, and tonight 12 total from Lugnuts pitching, and they nailed this one down to pick up the one-run win.
Everybody is 0-0 starting up tomorrow. Adam, good to have you with me here in Appleton.
Good to be here. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Shout out to the Lugnuts video assistant, Clayton Bell, as well.
Yeah, Clayton.
Lugnuts 4, Wisconsin Otter Tuggers 3. It's a final. Back on the airwaves tomorrow night. The first pitch is 7:40 p.m. Eastern, 6:40 Central. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good night from the Fox Cities. Lugnuts victory.